This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Doing what they said shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. All you have to do is get your Frog Lube IQ in place, and then your gun is just going to run. Check them out at froglube.com. With everything that is going on, the USCCA Second Call Defense thing and the Rock River Arms and the Springfield Armory thing, not getting lost in the shuffle is Bob Owens. I don't know what happened with Bob. The tragedy is still, I'm still having a little trouble just trying to wrap my head around it. And it's a little difficult to do that. It's past Monday, of course, he committed suicide. And a lot of people tried to note and pay tribute to him in their own way. But along the way, the anti-gunners have gotten a hold of this, and they too are coming out. Now, when this happened, a lot of people said to me, this was bad because Bob had used a gun to kill himself. I thought it was bad because Bob had killed himself. The way he did it didn't matter. Didn't matter to me. But people are using this tragedy to try to push a political agenda, which sickens me to no end. The Newtown Action Alliance posted an article about Bob to their Facebook page with the hashtag, Guns Don't Make Us Safer. And the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence's own post resulted in 600 bad comments coming their way. And one gun control advocate penned a 1,400-word essay on Bob's death. Lad Everett, formerly of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and more recently associated with the LGBT gun control movement formed by Star Trek actor George Takei, called Bob the epitome of a gun nut and said he was shocked by the news of his suicide. He said his faith in firearms, personally, politically, was total. Bob favored a society in which the citizens were heavily armed and in direct conflict with their government, violently when necessary. This coming from the guy who would tell you that if the government decided to kill all of us, that was constitutional. This from the guy who believed any monopoly of violence to be held by the government. And complete contravention of the Constitution. And then he said, if firearms training and proficiency could prevent gun suicide, then Bob would still be with us today. And then he put the GoFundMe page up for Bob. What happened to Bob? And what happens to 60-some-odd people a day has nothing to do with proficiency or safety training. It has to do with despair. It has to do with despondence. It has to do with something that they just can't get past. There's no training to get past that, of this type, of that nature. Maybe if a psychiatrist could get a hold of this and deal with this. But look at the stigmatism, the way they stigmatize mental illness today in this country. There's no treatment for it. It's just a bunch of drugs. There's no treatment for it. I mean, psychiatrists know how to treat it, but there's no facility to do it. I don't know. I mean, Bob was successful. Bob had a book deal. He'd already written one book. He was going around training everywhere. He had the respect of his peers. I respected him, as whatever that's worth. I mean, he and I didn't see eye to eye. Our last words were sort of not as good as, in hindsight, I would like for them to be. But, you know, I can be friends with somebody and not agree with everything they say. This politicizing his death is outrageous. I've always thought politicizing tragedy was outrageous, but I've never known anybody that has happened to. And now I do. Everett continued by saying, Bob might have hated my guts, but his death brings me no joy whatsoever. Any of us can fall into crisis. That could be me tomorrow. Bob has a surviving family that is hurting right now. There's nothing to celebrate here. Finally, he closed with advocacy programs that take guns from those believed to be a threat to themselves, such as gun violence restraining orders that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence backed in California and Washington. He said, I certainly wasn't Bob's friend. He'd be the first to tell you. But if I could have helped to secure his firearms when he was struggling, I would have. He could have had many years ahead with his family. It always comes back down to disarming somebody. And you never can escape from the fact that that's what they want to do, even though it's not about the tool. Never about the tool. Is there a moral high ground to be had for hanging yourself, Mr. Everett? Is there a moral high ground for throwing yourself in front of a train or off of a bridge? Does that make you feel better that people kill themselves that way instead of gun violence, as you would call it? I find that to be just as tragic as suicide any other way. I've tried to, try as I might, too. I mean, people like Maj Turay, you know, I try to put myself in his place and see the world the way he sees it. And try as I might, I can't. I'm a little older, Caucasian. I don't deal with the same kind of reality that he deals with. Bob was closer to me in age, but he's still 10 years younger than me. And I try to put myself in that position, too. And I can't do that either. I was there 2 years ago, you know, 2.5 years ago. I was there right at the doorstep of that, and I fought my way back. And I continue to fight my way back today. I cannot imagine what kind of a mindset would take me to the point where I say, I'm not only not going to fight, but I'm going to bring about my own demise. Imagine that if you can. Where there's nothing. You see nothing out there. Except you're looking for the release. Think about how bad that is. And then think about how outrageous it is that somebody would use that for political gain. This was a tragedy. This is not a talking point. I won't forget this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tiffany Jenks.
Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out. froglube.com. I always knew that Donald Trump was brassy. That's why I wanted him to be the president. But when he fired James Comey, when he sent the half-stepping FBI director packing, well, I found out that there's lots of parts of Trump that are made of brass. You got to be hardcore to step up to that sanctimonious idiot, the Kasich with a badge, and cut him off at the knees in the face of the inevitable monsoon of fake news media panic, the absolutely girlish Democratic howling and sputtering Mencian Russianoia. No hesitation. No apologies. When it became inarguable that this was pumped-up functionary with delusions of omnipotence had finally passed his sell-by date, Trump pulled the trigger. That's how you take charge. That's how you lead from the front. That's regulating. Damn. It's nice to have a chief executive who is not a whimpering simpleton. The pathetic Democrats were caught completely off guard. I mean, totally. And were so completely bought into the, you know, the spittle-flicking Comey hate that they're 180 from calling for Comey's head to calling for his restoration. That's going to give them mental whiplash. They'll be in figurative neck braces, just like the one that their hero Teddy Kennedy wore when he left Mary Jo in the pond. The morning of the day that Trump fired Comey, the Dems were in high dudgeon over Comey's correction of a Senate testimony regarding how many classified emails Huma had sent to her overexposed spouse. It was a lot less than what Comey told Congress under oath when everyone was watching. And that was no big deal. He clarified it afterwards, so it was all good. When the normals give false testimony under oath, that's called perjury. And then Comey's former subordinates frog marched them into federal prison. When Comey did it, it was just an oopsie, and he gets to shrug as the sad trombone played. Democrats have a beef about Comey telling Congress, which promptly leaked it, that he was reopening the Clinton investigation right before the election. But he was reopening it, and he assured Congress he'd let it know if he did, and it was a big deal. Hillary Clinton had no right to a free pass on any consequence of her decision to flout the law. No toilet server, no hacks, no problem. That was all her doing, and no one should blame Comey for that. Nor was it Comey who kept her out of Michigan, Wisconsin, and the parts of Pennsylvania where people still cling to their guns and their religion. But his free pass for Hillary press conference in July was perhaps the most transparently horrific decision by a Justice Department official since Janet Reno decided that she had to burn down the Branch Davidian compound to save the kids in the Branch Davidian compound. Here's the thing about Comey. He is arrogant. He was so arrogant that he took for himself the power to ignore the law because he determined by himself that if Hillary were treated like every other non-elite citizen, the outcome would somehow be wrong. Voters might vote incorrectly if Hillary was held accountable, and Comey, in his surpassing benevolent wisdom, could not have that. His press conference did unquantifiable damage to the faith of in the FBI. But he's special, and his most favored felon treatment of fellow elite alum Hillary and her cadre of crooks was just professional courtesy, after all. His dedication to higher truth justified Comey lying to our faces. Any normal American, but not Hillary, would have been indicted over those classified emails. Those of us who actually held security clearances understand that especially well. And that stuff about no prosecutor being able to prove the case. A first-year lawyer with a hangover could prove her U.S. code violations to a jury of Kardashians with ADD. Everything Comey said at the press conference after laying out that devastating indictment was a lie. Everything. Even he had his higher purpose. He was not bound by the petty rules that constrain you and me. It was never, ever Comey's job to determine whether to prosecute her. He was a cop, not a prosecutor. Yet he usurped that job because he felt only St. Jim had the moral fortitude to see beyond and above our mere mortal laws. It was his obligation to ignore the statutes enacted by the people through the Congress and to do what he determined was right, not what the law required. His actions were not the actions of an officer of a democratic republic. He was being an aspiring, benign dictator. Such people like that never stay benign very long. He could never be too gone from office. He probably thought he was going to skate too, right up until the minute security showed up with the empty banker's box to confiscate his access card and walk him out to the sidewalk. Right now, the Democrats are fuming in rage that Trump dared to fearlessly exercise the power of every other president and dismiss those who serve at his pleasure, whom he no longer finds pleasing. But he rejects the idea that because the left disapproves, his every action is somehow illegitimate. He refuses to accept the narrative that he is the president, America's asterisk in chief. Not a thing. We should be savoring this moment because we just lived through history. January 20th, 2017 is when Donald Trump took the oath of office. May the 9th, 2017 is when he truly, officially, without fear, became our president. Revel in this time. I know I am. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, it works oh so well. Oh, so well. What is your Frog Lube IQ? Check them out at froglube.com. I saw this and I was just stunned by it. After the Pentagon received orders, marching orders from Trump to develop a strategy to fight ISIS, you would expect some sort of small public disclosure of unclassified highlights of the plan to gain the confidence of the American people. You would be wrong. Instead, Bloomberg reports that retired flag officers, including the former commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Sam J. Locklear, are urging SecDef Mattis and SecState Tillerson to continue U.S. support for combating... Hang on now, just hold on to your hat about this one, because, you know, it's stunning. That they need to combat global climate change. The ex-officers are the latest to call for the U.S. to uphold its environmental commitments
as Trump's senior advisors are planning to meet Tuesday to debate whether to exit the Paris Accord. Tillerson and Mattis are among those pushing the president to stick with the agreement brokered in 2015 by almost 20 nations. You know what? Europe does not abide by the rules of the Paris Accord, according to Energy Secretary Rick Perry. The focus of DOD on climate change seems way out of its lane, doesn't it? Isn't the Department of Defense supposed to be out there killing things when we need them to? That's what they employed me to do. This raises a question. Is Mattis really on board with this boondoggle? During Senate testimony, it seems that Mattis may have hedged his bets by commenting on potential effects of military operations, but it is still troubling that he accepts any of the premise of climate change. He said, I agree that the effects of a changing climate, such as increased maritime access to the Arctic, rising sea levels, desertification, among other things, impact our security situation. I will ensure that the department continues to be prepared to conduct operations today and in the future, and that we are prepared to address the effects of a changing climate on our threat assessments, resources, and readiness. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. How would you combat rising tides? I would love to see how that works. How would you combat drought? How do you do that? If we can't affect it to stop it, then the question becomes for me, once again employing logic, how do we affect it at all? How do we make it possible? The other troubling aspect of this is that this is the number of retired flag officers who have signed the letter. Written as members of the advisory board of the Center for Climate and Security, one wonders what they were doing or not doing on active duty to actually fight and win wars. Maybe that's why we're still having trouble destroying what's essentially a drug cartel and oil smuggling ring on steroids. Maybe these climate advisors could roll up their sleeves and contribute to something useful like fighting a real enemy. But I doubt that they would have a clue about that. They've gone way too political. They have gone way too political. And, you know, that's why I was talking with Colonel West about that. That's why I said, you know, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. That's why I said to him yesterday. And he agrees, and it's the truth. I mean, when you become a flag officer, it isn't like it was back in the days of Patton or Eisenhower. Nowadays, these guys are just, you know, gussied up administrators with all kinds of colorful thingies on their chest. All kinds of wings and tabs and all these other things that, you know, I look at some of that stuff sometimes and I just have to sort of question, when did you have time to get all that stuff? I spent almost the first year of my military time training, and then I was done. I didn't want to take any more. Maybe that's why I wasn't a general, though. Climate change. And, I don't know why I know this. I don't know why these generals don't know this. Climate change is designed to be in control of everything else. They already want to be in control of the medical. They want to be in control of they want to be in control of the poor. They want everybody to be poor. That's the first thing. They want everybody to be poor. And climate change would take us all to that poor point, to where we would need subsidies to afford things like cheap coffee tables and loaves of bread and a tire for the car that we could no longer afford to put gas in. I, for one, I sincerely hope Donald Trump exits the Paris Accord. The Senate has never taken it up. The president signed off on it, or he had Kerry sign off on it, without any sort of, as far as I'm concerned, authority to do so. He circumvented it. He circumvented the process to do it. And to me, that means that Trump can go ahead and circumvent it and take it off the desk and get rid of it altogether. And let's move on to something that is real. The military's job is to fight combat, to be in combat, to wage war, to blow things up, to leave a pile of rubble where they were, and move on to the next objective. It is not to get out there, to be some societal Petri dish. Dear God. This is, well, you know what, I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm not going to go that way. And that's the other thing. When these military flag officers retire, shouldn't we be able to be rid of them? I'm still trying to figure out why they matter. At that point, besides being a talking head or and you'd get a much better expert to be on television if you actually had a field officer and not some general officer, because they're very removed from what the military's about. I'm beginning to understand the premise behind the movie The Dirty Dozen, you know, when they send Charles Bronson and Lee Marvin and Jim Brown and who else did they have? They had a whole bunch of guys, a whole bunch of yesteryear's tough guys, and they go in to kill a bunch of German generals, and at the end of it, after a bunch of generals come in there and they're sort of sucking up to Charles Bronson, he opens up his newspaper and says, "I could get used to killing generals." Now I'm advocating violence, aren't I? I'm sorry. It was a Dirty Dozen. Climate change. A big distraction. A big distraction keeping us away from what's actually happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
October 8, 2013, Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery, yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
G Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. If you know how to apply Frog Lube, if you know how to enhance your Frog Lube IQ, you can turn your weapon into something that is ready to go at any moment. Check them out at froglube.com. We heard the other day how if Hillary Clinton had found this executive order, this travel ban, that would have been constitutional, but because Trump said certain things during his campaign, which really has no bearing on anything he does as president, because politicians are people that wish to be politicians, say anything they can to get elected, and then they go a whole different path every time. It always happens. But we know that the reason that they don't like this executive order is because it's Trump. Not based on any merits, mind you, just because it's Trump. With James Comey, if it was President Hillary Clinton, you can damn sure bet as soon as she becomes inaugurated that he's out of a job. And the Democrats would have been applauding. The Democrats would have been applauding and burning him in effigy. Now, despite the fact that everybody agrees he was a grandstanding dude, he ran the thing like he was a power unto himself, the left right now is livid. Especially that smooth-talking hypocrite, Senator Chuck Schumer. Trump should have fired Comey sooner, according to him. Maybe the day Schumer called for Comey to be fired, I guess. I don't know. We know Schumer still would have found fault, except Schumer misses one point in all of this as he's going about this. While he's saying that he should have done it when I did it, or he should have done it earlier, whatever. You're a senator, Chuck. You're not the president. The talking heads tell us how in the past the White House had an orderly process for handling like things like this, you know. Only that dastardly Nixon ever did something so outrageous as to fire someone with so little warning. But do you think that Archibald Cox, a special prosecutor hired to investigate the Watergate scandal, was shocked when Richard Nixon went after his job? When people say Nixonian, they forget what Nixon did wrong in the Watergate scandal. He wasn't covering up anything that he did. He was trying to cover up the misdeeds of his friends. Okay? Who in D.C. today defends their friends? We all know the answer to that one. The Democrats do. They defend every job, every person, no matter what they've done, because they are a team. Team totalitarian. Republicans are more of an individualist society. A nice way of saying our side is filled with people too conservative to take any risks for anybody. To be fair to my fellow Republicans, we have proper concerns about defending those who are actually guilty. However, the guys in the Beltway rarely take the time to find out who is and who isn't guilty. Fire first, find out later. Trump took his time firing Comey. Now, if the Nixon White House wasn't perfect, let me tell you about the Clinton White House. After Whitewater and Travelgate and Vince Foster, before Monica, a midterm election occurred, putting the Republicans back in charge of the House of Representatives for the first time in almost 50 years. The shock was about like what we saw on November the 8th. The Democrats expected to win and were furious that they lost. The new Speaker of the House was destined to be Newt Gingrich, much loved by the conservative Republicans, despised by Democrats. So, the new Speaker hired a guy named a woman named Christina Jeffrey to be the historian. The House historian. How could she have anticipated that she would be fired after less than a week and in the late hours of the night, an hour or so after Schumer had demanded it? She tried to piece together what happened, and with the help of some friendly reporters, the Speaker had a lot of enemies. Someone informed the White House that Newt Gingrich had hired a professor, Jeffrey, who had once criticized a grant proposal for Holocaust education in middle schools. They started calling her Newt's Nazi historian. On the Monday after the new Congress was sworn in, George Stephanopoulos informed Jewish, black, and female Democrat members of Congress that the Gingrich appointee to the House historian job was an anti-Semite. There were one-minute speeches before the opening of Congress. Schumer and Barney Frank had a rally on the House steps that night demanding her firing, and Schumer yelled that hiring me was an insult to tens of thousands of his constituents who were Holocaust survivors. At 9 p.m., Newt talked to the press. Nobody knows if he knew what to say. He told half of them that she would be fired and the other half that she had resigned, and asked by the Atlanta Journal and Constitution reporter Gene Cummings exactly how she was informed. Turned out she was fired by her answering machine. The truth was that she was not fired and she did not resign. Instead, she tried to persuade Newt that letting the left bully him was a bad way to start a speakership. He never told her that she was fired, but dozens of reporters had heard him say it. Christina Jeffrey's husband flew to Georgia to talk to him privately in his Marietta office. She was caught by surprise, and Schumer can take a lot of the credit. And he did take a lot of the credit. He was not fair. He didn't make sure the timing was right or that she was informed about what was coming. No one except a couple of reporters who could hardly be heard of above the pack on her front lawn thought to find the truth. The Beltway left didn't bother to investigate the charges. It was enough that she'd been hired by their nemesis, Newt Gingrich. As his first hire, she was fair game, even though she was so far from being an anti-Semite that She was eventually defended by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Later, Newt's press secretary would brag that firing her was the fastest in history. That all happened days after Newt Gingrich praised her qualifications for the job to begin with. James Comey has a net worth in excess of $11 million. I kind of wish that Chuck Schumer and the other breathless defenders of Comey who were complaining about the timing, the means, and the lack of notice had cared about the way that people like Christina Jeffries got treated versus, say, Jim Comey. Schumer told Christina Jeffries, in front of his entire staff, including his chief of staff, Anthony Weiner, "We knew you weren't anti-Semitic, but hey, your people did not defend you." Usually the right bows to the bullying, but not Donald Trump. Many Republicans accuse him of not being conservative. What is that, though? What does that mean nowadays? He is definitely courageous. Anyone fighting that is going to offend the left, and the Schumers and their ilk have been bullying the right for so long, they both think it's natural. So when a leader stands up to bullies, you know what's going to happen. Others find their courage as well. D.C. is about to become a better place for conservatives, whether they like Trump or not. Whether Trump is a conservative or not. But if the conservatives don't start to warm to him, then we really are as stupid as the left says we are. Back again in 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.